You know, I think one of the things you lose sight of as a resident of this area is how important the meeting and the convention business is to us. You know, we don't interact with those people a lot, but without all these meetings and conventions, we wouldn't have as many great hotels here. The airlines wouldn't have as many nonstop destinations. The car rentals, you know, wouldn't be paying money into the tax coffers. And we sure wouldn't have quite as many good restaurants and bars. We need them back. Craig Davis is the president and CEO of Visit Dallas, and that's their job. Used to be called the Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's good to have you with us.
Great to have you, or be with you. Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me where we are right now. Is anybody booking conventions? Are we ever going to get back the way it used to be, where we were just crawling with people all over the streets?
Yeah, you know, prior to a pandemic, we measured it. We had 27 million people came in to Dallas from the outside.
Wow.
So that equated into about $7 billion worth of economic impact. So COVID has devastated the travel business, everybody knows. And in particular, hotels, our restaurant communities have been particularly hit. Prior to COVID, we had occupancy levels of about 69% in Dallas. And then in 2020, we had an aggregate occupancy of only 39%. So our occupancy levels have dropped dramatically, but they are starting to crawl back just a little bit. But that is a process that's going to take some time as we get people accustomed to traveling again.
Well, you know, I know when you look at your calendar, you're probably looking out and seeing, you know, what, February of 2022, or 6 months out, 2 years out, 3 years out. Are they booking? Are you getting any bookings?
Yeah, they sure are. Actually, during the pandemic, and the way that we measure this is we can we have certain services that we draw leads from for conventions. And we know what our competitors is doing. And so we compete against cities like Houston, Phoenix, Atlanta, Orlando. I mean, you could probably name them to me, like cities. And actually, Dallas rose from number 5 to number 1 during the pandemic because planners perceive Texas as being open. They perceive Dallas as being particularly friendly. So actually, the good news is once we can get this pandemic behind us, the future of Dallas is incredibly bright. We have a lot of business on the books. Our main purpose right now is to try to keep that which is on the books in the next while still on the books. And unfortunately, they're canceling in the short term, trying to push business to the, you know, Q3, Q4 of this year. And then beyond that, we're really, really solid. So as soon as this sort of vaccine takes hold and we start to see people feeling comfortable again, you're going to see a booming return back to Dallas.
Well, to handle these millions of people that flow here through here, there's a big infrastructure and, you know, audiovisual people and setting up rooms and display people. And I mean, none of those people have been working. I would guess that they go off and get other jobs during the interim. Are you going to be able to get them back?
That's a great question. I'm hoping so. You know, our hotels, some of them right during the pandemic, when we hit the pandemic, some of them had to shed 80% of their staff. And that's just a devastating, devastating statistic. Now, some of them have been able to bring them back, but a lot of these people have gone and done other things. So, you know, if I was in a hospitality program in a college right now, I'd be thinking, gosh, why am I doing this? But the reality is that this as an industry is an incredible industry, very resilient. But when we have things like this that happen, like 2008, the Great Recession, or 9/11, you know, it does hit the travel industry first and foremost before anybody else. And a statistic that we were told when we the pandemic hit, we had a group called Tourism Economics come in and do a study for Dallas and a forecast as a sort of give us some indication as how we're going to get out of this. And they told us that this is 9 times worse, the combination of 9/11 and 2008 put together.
Wow.
So I had been through those in my career, and I thought they were bad, but nothing like this. But to answer your question more specifically, yes, our groups are booking. They're just booking down the road. And the good news is that there's really no room in Dallas in 2021 and 2022, not for big conventions because they're and sporting events because we're kind of full. So I'm hoping that we can get there.
Tell me about funding right now, because a lot of your funding, if memory serves, comes via this tax that's levied on, you know, automobile rentals and people who check into hotels. That's dried up. How's your organization?
Well, our funding comes specifically or almost fully from a piece of the hotel tax and a piece of – and there's a tourism district tax as well that funds marketing activities. And that's not controlled by the Dells, although we are the agency that works with them to really incentivize groups to come in and further tourism economy here. And so, you know, they are derived from a piece of the hotel tax and people are not coming in, our hotel tax and our funding has been hit dramatically. When I first came to visit Dallas, we had 92 people working here, and now we're down to 46. And I don't think it's going to get much more than that for the long term. So, you know, for us, we had to pivot like everybody else. But for the future, you know, we're getting a little bit of hotel tax coming in, and we've also dramatically tightened our belts and have, you know, done what everybody else has had to do in the tourism industry. But we're lucky enough that we had some reserves that we're living off of right now. So we have enough cash for a while. And I'm really happy to say that.
You know, our sense is there are going to be substantial changes after this. It's not just got to go back to normal. I mean, after 9/11, things didn't go back the way they were. So I'm curious, in your business, are you making adjustments? Are you hearing from organizations whether they want social distance, or maybe you turn part of the convention, you know, halls into big sound stages for virtual meetings? Any changes going forward that you see?
Yeah, all of that is on the table, David. But, you know, from our standpoint, what we had to first give people the feeling that when it's safe and they feel good to come back to Dallas, we'll be ready for them. And one of the first things that we did, and we got involved with a group called the Global Biorisk Association. And what they are is they're an association of cleaning companies, and they actually go into destinations, into buildings, and they can certify them being clean. And we were the first ones to do the GBAC, the Global Biorisk Accreditation Association. We were the first city to do a deal with them and to get our city certified by them. And right now, both of our airports and about 55 buildings in Dallas, including our main hotels and our convention center, are all GVAC certified. So we were able to put that marketing message out to our traveling public and our convention planners and say, you know, when you're ready, we're ready. So that is the number one concern that they have, is when it's safe to return, will they be serious about their cleaning protocols? But you're right. There's other things that, you know, we're still waiting to see. We know that there's a lot of pent-up demand to come back, but we have pivoted to really marketing more towards the driving public. People are, we think, going to be a lot more comfortable with getting into a car and coming to Dallas than they will be a plane. So we are really, our marketing message for leisure is going to be within a driving distance. And then we're going to, you know, the good news is that Dallas is big. So, you know, we're really making that point that we have 1 million square feet of space in our convention center. You can socially distance safely, and we have the protocols in place for a meeting. And there's a lot of pent-up demand for people to start to travel and meet again.
Well, you've been here just over a year in your position, and you have...
Yes, sir.
You have almost not ever seen the good times here. So we hope that changes. We hope it changes soon.
3 months, yeah. I got about 3 months glimpse of it. But I'll tell you, and I've been saying this to anybody, that they say, oh, you know, poor Craig, he got here and then a pandemic took place. But there's no place I'd rather be than here in Dallas, Texas. And, you know, riding this out and knowing that the other side is going to be so strong, that Dallas is always on the way up. And I'm so grateful to be here. During this pandemic.
We look forward to showing you the other side. Craig Davis is President and CEO of Visit Dallas. It's always good to visit with you. Thank you for the time.
As well, David. Thank you for having me on again.
Thanks. For more of our conversation with Mr. Davis, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.